Hello, Winnipeg. Hello, Manitoba. Hello, Internet. Can't say that. That's copyright. Hello, World Wide Web. Those guys seem pretty chill. They probably won't mind me mentioning that on air.
I was literally listening to it on the way here.
There you go. It's like I knew. It's like I was in the car behind you and saw it, except I wasn't. Hello. Welcome to Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by two bros and a third guy, only live on 101.5 UMFM and UMFM.com. And found in podcast form on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcasts, except for Spotify for now. We have a plan of attack, and our plan is to attack, ergo, a la Tony Stark. That's right. I am the father, son, and the Goldie host, Simon Pazzo, joined in studio by my faithful squad mates, Adam Pazzo and Matthew Minnie. How you doing, lads?
We're doing good.
Excellent. Adam, how you doing?
Stressed.
Stressed.
Thesis Defense Friday. Kind of freaking out.
Thesis Defense Friday. Okay, so that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, a bit.
Well, luckily you got, I was going to give you the Switch after the show, but it sounds like you might have a pretty busy week, although you might need the stress relief.
Yeah, I drafted my first version of the presentation slides, and I just need to do a second version.
There you go. You're good to go.
And then it's waiting and panicking for 3 days.
Yes. So, I have an announcement to make, and that announcement is that this week we are only here for half an hour.
What?
I know. It almost warrants the Name That Sound yay button. But I don't have that prepared, and we're not going to have Name That Sound again. We're going to do more Pokedex entries with the deeper cuts.
Oh, boy.
Now that you guys have had more time to explore it, we'll see if you can do a little bit better. I'll try to stump you this time, because last time I thought I was going to stump you, and then you got every single one, like, no problem. So this time...
Well, I still feel like I'm going to struggle with the Galar Pokedex. I've only seen, like, a third of it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to use the Galar Pokedex, which isn't entirely Galar Pokemon, if you catch my drift.
That's true.
So I'll do 7, 4. I haven't picked them, in case you can't tell. Mm-hmm. 7, 4 old ones, 3 new ones.
Okay.
Make it a little bit easier for you. Okay,
we'll see
so
how we do.
I have beaten the champion.
Yeah.
And unlike Leon, I did the entire game undefeated. I never lost once.
Oh, good for you.
Because of EXP share. That piece of crap. So I wouldn't use Pokemon for like 10 hours, and I'm like, oh, you're still good. You're still fine. Okay. Yeah, I hate that thing. The only difficulty that I was having in the final matches was I would try to make sure everyone stayed alive. And obviously, I turned off Switch and kept it on set.
Yeah.
Because that's how you take it from easy mode to, like, almost medium.
Yes.
You know? If there's, like, easy, medium, norm, or hard and expert, that's how you go from easy to medium.
Yeah.
But there's still hard and expert that the game should have an option for. So yeah, just swapping my guys around and trying to keep them all alive so they all got the EXP share instead of just whoever was alive at the time was the only difficulty. But yeah, I just walked through. I think I did most of the quote-unquote Elite Four without, with the lead Pokemon in my party, one-shotting every single person that they ran into.
I've lost one fight to a gym leader because that gym leader cheats.
Which one?
To Opal, I think her name is.
Opal, you guessed the question wrong.
I guessed all of the questions wrong.
Ooh, I got them all right.
But having said that, I'm also running a team of 12.
Yeah.
So, I brought my B team.
I think that's what you said.
You
were running a team of 12. Matt, I think you
I did like 9 or 10. I think total through the game, I lost like 3 or 4 battles.
Yeah.
But that included, you know, like multiple times bringing up a new Pokemon from like 20 levels below the rest of my team.
Yeah.
And still.
I have the moth now, by the way.
Is it Snom or Snom? I think it's Snom, but I've heard it both ways.
I pronounce it as Snom.
In my head, it's Snom, but Snom is probably what it's supposed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Interesting.
Although, wasn't the moth supposed to have something good? Because its ability sucks.
Hidden ability.
Oh, it's hidden ability. Oh, so this is useless.
Hidden ability is fur coat for special moves.
Okay, so it's going right back in the box.
Yes, because the only way to get hidden abilities is to do the Gigantamaxing. Not to Gigantamax, the Dynamax. You have to catch a Dynamax. Did you know that the amount of stars in a Dynamax rate is the amount of perfect IVs it has?
I did not know that.
That is news to me.
So if you have a 5-star raid battle, that's a 5 perfect IV Pokemon you're catching.
I found where the Dittos are, though. That has made me very happy. I can't catch them yet. I don't have enough badges, but I have found them.
I want to try and keep today even a smidge more positive.
Yeah.
So let's start off. I know, Adam, have you beaten the 6th gym leader yet?
Which one's 6?
Dark.
No.
Okay.
I've beaten 5.
No, Dark is 7.
Oh.
I think Dark is 7, yeah.
Dark is 7. So you've beaten 6. Because 6 for you would be Rock, yeah.
Yeah, I've beaten the Rock gym leader.
Okay, so you're missing the final two, which
Dark
is
and Dragon.
Dark and Dragon. Dragon with an asterisk, as Matt will understand.
Okay.
It's really
It's
boring.
A good asterisk, though, I would say.
Yes. But if I was listening to a podcast of someone who was, like, entirely prepared for it to be a solo dragon monotype team.
Yeah.
And they were surprised. He has another strategy, which is welcome.
Okay.
Which is where I want to start, because I think we've spent the last 2 weeks crapping on Pokemon Sword and Shield. And in a lot of cases, rightfully so, and I'm sure there will be a lot of crap taken by the game today as well. But in our shortest episode about Sword and Shield yet, let's talk positives. I think this might be the best round of gym leaders since Kanto.
Since Johto. When you got to do 16.
Okay, so I'm not talking about... So I'm not talking about the amount of gym leaders. I'm talking about the individual gym leaders. Other than, like, I think Faulkner? And I can't remember the dragon gym leader in Johto.
Claire.
Those are literally the only two ones I know, like the first and last one. Yeah. The other ones are just kind of a blur.
I mean, the Whitney's Miltank, who is the normal gym in Goldenrod. Yeah, that's kind of like...
True.
The everyone harkens back to that.
She's
it's like, when
one-ander.
The games used to be hard, I fought Whitney's Miltank with a Charmander.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Touché. But I think the personality they've put into the gym leaders in this case... I don't know. A lot of them feel very memorable, and I think I'm not going to have too much trouble remembering them in a year or so.
I mean, apart from Opal, I've already forgotten them all.
Well, so. I mean, that may be. But the fact that they come back later, so we already revealed last week, there's going to be some mild spoilers for you. I'm sorry, Adam, because I think we talked about last week, it's not really an Elite Four. It's more like a tournament.
Yeah.
And I hope, I don't know if you've beaten it again in the post game, Matt, I hope that the tournament is a different crew.
I haven't gone back and done it again. That's what I'm hoping so. Or even if it's all of the gym leaders again, hopefully it like at least works out in a different order.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so sometimes, you know, the grass gym leader makes it to, you know, face you in the semis or something.
Yeah. I just, the second half of the game, and it led into the gym leader, so I am still going to connect with the gym leaders, but it felt like the pacing just was so off. Like the first half, it was like, hey, it could take you 15, 20 hours to get to the first gym. Here's the wild area, but then you quickly, I would say, dissuaded from exploring the wild area too much because you run into stuff that you can't catch all the time.
Yeah.
So if you're like me and you're lazy, you're just like, well, why would I bother looking now? I should just go back when I'm done and I can catch whatever. You know, it's so annoying to run into very strong Pokemon that are weaker than you.
Yeah.
But at that point, I had caught so many Pokemon in the wild area, which I guess is to its credit, that I was so overleveled that despite skipping the wild area from the third gym onward, I still one-shot everybody and didn't lose a single thing. I think that's why I was so overleveled, because I tried to catch everything in the wild area.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
But I promptly, that you'd almost think that the game would be encouraging you to do that. And people will continuously tell you, hey, you should go train in the wild area. I'm like, I don't need to. You know, it's almost pointless at this point. But from, like, gym six... Gym 6 is pretty cool, where you have to do that, like, blind. You guys had a different one than me. You had the sandstorm, and I had a snowstorm. Same exact puzzle.
Yeah.
So, right? So you're just going through. That was different. The one where you have to, like, rotate.
The spin
thing, that was different. I liked Opal. I liked the questions were kind of cute and stupid.
Yeah.
Because not all of them had right answers. It reminded me of Billy on the Street.
Yeah.
Where there's... The third round is subjective answers. You have to guess what I would think.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Like, the gym challenges, for the most part, were good, except for 7 or 6.
The dark gym?
Sorry, 7, 8, and then what happens after that, because the dark gym, that entire city is a street.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, when you get there, it's basically, like, on lockdown, and then the entire thing just functions basically as a large gym.
Oh.
Where you walk through it, and you, like, fight some trainers, and then eventually get to the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's really strange. I haven't tried to go back there. I don't know what it would be like
now.
I think it's still just a street.
It probably is. It's just perpetually they have the doors closed and it's a ghost town, I guess. I should go back and look. I'd be interested to see. But it's probably not all that interesting.
No, I don't think so. That was one of the more disappointing cities. And I remember... I'll come back to that later. But that one was just straight up fights. So it's like fight three rounds of trainers and then fight the gym leader. And that was an interesting sort of gym leader. It's the first dark type gym and people make a big deal about that. But I'm like, yeah, we've had Elite Four. Like, and dark's been around for a while. The luster is sort of worn off of it for me. It was an interesting thing. The guy can't Dynamax. So he's sort of anti-Dynamaxing, which you're like, sure. And by the way, I've beaten the game, and nowhere have I seen the Dynamaxing. It's supposed to be a projection.
Yeah.
Right? Remember how we learned about that and everyone was surprised? You'd think that would have been a major plot point. It would have been like, it's actually just a projection. Not really.
I mean, it's kind of in the plot of the game that it's not a projection because it comes up in the post-game that like Pokemon are just like randomly Dynamaxing all over the place, like including in the wild. So I don't see any hologram projectors set up, so I don't know how it could be a projection.
Yeah, it's very strange. The last, I would say, 5 hours had a lot of plot holes and randomness, and like the bad guy sort of comes out of nowhere and then also disappears. You know,
and I still don't understand what he was trying to do.
He's evil for about 3 minutes, you know, and then he's pretty reasonable before, he's pretty reasonable after, and for 3 minutes he's like,
I'm going to destroy the world.
It's got to happen now. And I'm trying to praise the game. We'll come back to the whole the message of the game, the philosophy of the game in a second. But that was just a straight up fight. And then, in order to get from the 7th gym to the 8th gym, you walk across a bridge.
Yeah.
And then you run into Leon and Sonya. And they're just like, there's stuff going on. You're like, can I help? And they're like, no. This is for the adults.
And you're like, well, finally, somebody's talking sense around here.
Okay, but this is what confuses me. I was thinking about this more on the drive here. The Pokemon sort of governmental system is almost like a meritocracy. Like, the closest thing I can think of is it's like the Lagoos in Fire Emblem, like Path of Radiance, where it's like whoever's the strongest is in charge, and by being the strongest, you're also seen as like the wisest, the most noble, and you're kind of put in charge of doing everybody. That seems to be how it functions in a lot of the regions, right? Because Lance has to take care of stuff. Leon clearly thinks that, even though he's a sports star.
Mm-hmm. There's no, like, real government set up.
Yeah, but then they go back and forth between, well, we need to do this because I'm the champion, and then we need to do this because I'm an adult. Well, guess what? Now I'm a 10-year-old champion, so...
Deal with it.
What's the deal now?
Yeah. Also, by the time you get to the end game, you're better than, like, 7 of the gym leaders at that point. You've proven it, so why can't you?
Yeah.
You know? Like, Milo comes in and is helping out with stuff. It's like, dude, I beat you 20 hours ago.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I help?
Exactly. Yeah. It didn't make it. And then the 8th gym, there is a bit of a quirk for how the battles go. I won't spoil that for Adam. But, again, it's just 3 straight-up battles. There's not really... There's no quiz. There's no minigame. It's just 3 battles and then the gym leader. And then you do probably the worst enemy hideout in all of Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
Where you're on an elevator that they make a point of telling you can be stopped from the outside. So it stops on different floors. Someone gets on, you fight them, and they're like, I will now retreat because you have beaten me.
Please continue.
And they're like, what? It's so stupid.
I'm pretty sure that exact thing was in like Pokemon XD. It's like the battle.
Oh yeah, I remember
battling on an elevator that went up a building before.
Oh man, yeah, you're bringing me back too. But they probably pointed out how silly it was because they were just like, we both know this is just how the game's got to go. But you know, whereas in this one, I'm like, you could have done better than this. There's not a single dungeon in this game.
Huh?
They give you an escape rope key item, and there's 2 caves.
Called that take about 45 seconds to get
through. Called Gallermine 1 and 2, and it's a path.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it. And then the championship is just, it's 2 tournaments, but I don't think, I mean, I'd be absolutely thrilled if the if when you play it in the end game, excuse me, the results are randomized.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the case. But as it is, it's just like, well, I'm going to do 3 more fights. I'm going to do 3 fights, take a little break, and then I'm going to do 3 more fights. And that's... Yeah. And now
and we'll heal in between all of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very disappointing.
For some reason.
I mean, if they were going to heal, they should have made the fights really, really difficult each.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I can understand, it's like, well, if I want to fight them at my best, you're going to take away the whole survive dungeon crawling mechanic, and you're going to turn it into a straight up, you know, boxing match each time, but still...
Yeah, exactly. Then if you're going to fight, everyone should be... If everyone's going to be at their best, fine. It's not a gauntlet anymore. But yeah, you got to make it harder.
Yeah.
And like this comes back to the thing that they did in the anime at one point, which I thought was really smart, which is that you have, you know, the gym leaders presumably are really good trainers. So they don't just have level 10 Pokemon. They've got a level... Like Milo's got a level 50... I don't remember what the heck
Eldegoss, I think.
Sure. He's got a level 50 Eldegoss just sitting there, but because he's the first gym leader, he's supposed to use the level 10 one.
Yeah.
And like when you bring it up in the tournament, okay, break out the good one. Like, this is where the pecking order is established.
Yeah, I think that was Pokemon Origins. Yeah. It was like, oh, this is your first gym battle? I'll use these two.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. That was Brock in Pokemon Origins.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Why is that not in every game?
It's a good question.
Or at least have them scale to the level of your Pokemon.
Or,
like, if you're going to have EXP share on all the time, just, like, you know, just simple quick equation, average the levels of my Pokemon to set the levels of the gym leaders.
Yeah.
Like, something.
It's,
That, I mean, okay, so I said I was going to praise it, and then we ended up crapping on it for, like, 10 minutes. Yeah. But that being said, I wish the gym leader challenges had actual...
Challenge,
but all... Where I was going with that was the whole, you know, you're in a white background inside a building, so that's not very exciting. I wish those were different. But, you know, you get to walk out into the crowd, and then those actual fights, cinematically, are some of the best fights, if not the best fights, I think we've had in the entire series. And I think that carries right up until the Champions League, because you're like, I'm playing in the biggest stadium in the biggest town, which doesn't really feel like a town compared to like X and Y when everyone was running around, but whatever. Yeah. Still a very dead big city. But and at one point you do kind of do a post-game interview, which I thought was kind of interesting, but then have you ever seen it, Matt? Like, have you walked into a room, seen a TV on, and I'm like, oh, that's me?
Not yet.
Because they did it with Gabby and Ty. Why can't you do that again?
Yeah.
I don't
and
get
like
it.
We got through, you get through most of the game before anyone actually interviews you.
Yeah,
and it's only once, and it's after a specific thing, and that's what they're kind of asking you about.
Yeah,
which is,
I will say, going back to your point from like 10 minutes ago, I do like the gym leaders themselves in this. Yeah. You know, they seem to have, you know, I mean, get limited interactions with them, but you know, personality comes through a little bit. I like the character designs. I wish they had more Pokemon.
Yeah,
just as like a slight bump to difficulty. Like, you're getting into the fourth and fifth gym leaders and they still have like three Pokemon or something.
Like, if I have six, you should have six.
Yeah. Like, early on, sure, give them three. I don't care. Yeah. But like, I mean, I guess they're getting away a little bit from, you know, previous gym leaders where Faulkner would just have, you know, like two Pidgeys and a Pidgeotto kind of thing. But I don't know, just do something. They seem underwhelming as trainers, even if as characters they're more interesting than they have been for the last few.
Yeah. I also wish, like, if the conceit... We're going to stick with the conceit of a gym leader is type-locked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's fine. Then do something with, like, the challenges should be... First of all, the challenges should be based around that type, for one thing. And some of them are, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, do something in the gym to make that happen. Like, if you have the grass gym leader, just permanent grassy terrain, his Pokemon all love that. Maybe yours won't.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that the way it was in the original anime? You know, when you fight Brock? I mean, they didn't have the concept of terrains yet, but Brock was fighting like a rock.
Yeah, it was all like home field advantage. You know, water gym Pokemons would dive into a pool and stuff like that.
Now they have a pool.
Them. Yeah.
And I mean, the water thing has never been
I mean, Blaine's gym was inside a volcano.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get more home field advantage than that.
Anything of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so. But despite that, I mean, now they have the close thing I was thinking of is actually reminded me of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Where you have the battlefield things.
Yeah.
But they do technically have that, you know. If you wanted to, like, in one of the gyms, I'm going to sort of be spoiling it, but one of the gym leaders loves sandstorms. There's no reason that his gym isn't just a constant sandstorm.
Yeah, right. Like,
he brings a Pokemon that does it. And it's like, oh, well, there's the sandstorm. But it could just be there.
Yeah.
You could just do it.
Yeah. It's like they should all have a little edge that you have to work around. Because them being type locked is a really big advantage for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, they should just make that really difficult.
Yeah. They've built a few of the little tutorial things in for, like, type advantage and things like that. It's like, why not also do it for weather?
Yeah.
You know? Like, give the... Like, oh, you found a TR for Thunder? Hey, look, it's coming up right before the gym where it's always raining.
Yeah, exactly.
What a coincidence. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, and this is, it's more of a philosophical thing as we slowly run out of time here. Isn't it, what's the message of this game? Because there seems to be a very clear, and I know, Adam, you haven't really gotten to this part yet, but you'll imagine it. There seems to be a very clear line drawn between the problem in this game and global warming. Like, the bad guy is like, and I'll be vague so Adam doesn't entirely know, but again, it's not a great plot. The bad guy is like, we're going to be screwed in 1,000 years. Let's solve it today, which is what a lot of people think we should do about global warming. And then Leon's like, what if we solved it tomorrow? And he's like, nah, I'm going to cause the apocalypse because I need to solve it now. So it's like, and then Leon says something, I think, at the credits about now we have to, like, you know, try and live better and create a better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, where are you coming down on this issue? Yeah. Should we solve the future problems, or are the people who try to do it these, like, tech giants who want to solve the future apocalypse? Well, don't trust them because they might take it too far. Just keep doing things the way you've always done it. Also, you're a child and we're adults, so we know better. It seems to be so all over the board.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to take away from it.
Like, they could have gone for a, like, kind of a good positive environmental thing where it's like, you know, where the person who's trying to fix it just goes a little bit too far, right? And it's like, okay, they have the good message, but they're just, you know, being too extreme with it kind of thing. But they don't even really do that, because it just goes, like, even the main villain's thing just goes from 0 to 100 instantly.
Yeah.
Like, it goes from there is no plot, everything is, like, light and carefree, and everything is, like, bubblegum and we're all fine, to, like, Generation 5, you know, like, the world is ending, doomsday is tomorrow,
yeah,
thing, just in, like, 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it goes instantly
and then
it's back.
Right back.
I will say, again, being vague for Adam's sake, I did like the fight with the mythical or the legendary Pokemon. There was a new way that they did it, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I liked that you don't necessarily need to catch the mystical Pokemon in order to beat the game. Things that I don't like, and this is going to guarantee that Adam does not get a Switch on Cyber Monday, you can take legendary Pokemon into the Battle Tower.
Why?
And I think it's the one that you get, Zacian, is probably the most broken Pokemon of all time with its stats. It's ridiculous.
It's very good.
And I think it's got 145 speed and 178 attack, Adam.
What?
By the way. Yep, it does, and it can come into the Battle Tower. And also, they took out multi-battle.
Out of the Battle Tower?
No longer in the game. So if you want to play Battle Tower with friends, they did revamp Battle Tower. It's slightly different, but you can't play it with friends. So if you like doing that like me and Adam did,
yeah,
tough. So I was thinking, well, at least Adam is probably going to have to buy a Switch so we can play multi. Oh, that's gone.
They've made playing with other people very difficult in this game.
They sure have. Yeah. Now, that's the kind of thing they could patch, and they should, because right now it's not good. All right, are you guys ready to name that Pokemon?
What?
Let's do
in
it.
In the...
Exactly. Okay, so, all right, you ready for this? A special oil that seeps through their fur helps them avoid attacks. The oil fetches a high price at the market. I'll give you another one that was super vague. Its body secretes an oil. And this makes it sound oily. It's not. Its body secretes an oil that this Pokemon spreads over its nest as a coating to prevent it from dust. It won't tolerate even a speck of the stuff. Those are terrible descriptions.
I feel like
so
I definitely know what this is, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it out of my head.
Is it new? I feel like it's not new.
That's an old Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I thought it was new.
I'll press you guys for a guess.
It excretes an oil.
I don't know. Far-fetched?
No. Nope.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cincino.
Oh,
okay.
The oily Pokemon.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
A body made of nothing but muscle makes up the grappling moves this Pokemon performs with its tentacles.
Oh,
Graplocked?
Yeah, I couldn't remember its name, but
Graplocked,
yes. The octopus thing.
Which should be a fighting water type because it swims, but
yeah, it should be.
We'll move on. Okay, point for Matt.
Yeah.
They came over from another region long ago and worked together with humans. Their green skin is resistant to water. These Pokemon live in herds. Their trunks have incredible grip strength, strong enough to crush giant rocks into powder. I'll take it.
Copperajah.
Copperajah, yeah.
Hey.
I don't know if, Adam, you've probably seen the baby one in the wild. It's the elephant. Yeah.
Oh.
I would have accepted.
I saw a giant one in a cutscene, I think.
There you go. So 2 points for Matt. The guy's finished the game. Not too surprising, but whatever. The six of them work together as one Pokemon.
Phalanx.
Dang it! Dang it, I just saw one of them.
Probably my favorite.
I love that Pokemon.
It's
yeah,
so
he's
stupid.
Great. He's great.
I love it. I just wish... Did you guys notice that they lowered like the stat totals? We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
I'll give you... Since it's a clear win for Matt, I'll give you guys one more. You ready for this?
I thought you said there were seven.
Yes, but we're also running out of time, and Matt has destroyed you. I'm sorry.
He's finished the game!
he has, so you have a week to finish it and, you know, do your thesis or whatever. That's too obvious. They're all really obvious. Okay. The blank of the Galar region are brave warriors. They wield thick, tough leaks into battle.
Far-fetched.
Yeah, there's no far-fetched... Adam was right. There's no far-fetched definition that doesn't have a leak in it. I was just trying to trip you up with a Galarian far-fetched, but it didn't quite work.
Did not work.
Alas, we're out of time, but we will be back next week. We'll be back every week from now until the end of time. So stay tuned. let the silence just sit there for a second. But stay tuned, and stay tuned. Don't you dare touch that dial. Don't you dare, Jonathan. How dare you, sir? Don't you touch that dial, because a new episode of TV Talkers is coming your way, coming up right now.